listening to the Exotic Tip. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi, Carrie. My name's Renee Zebroth. I'm calling in relation to our bird Mango, the kakariki.
Yes, yes. How is Mango going?
She's doing okay. I was just thinking about the whole scenario and was wondering if you could mention to Dr. Brock, should we be putting a new implant in as well? Because we're doing the weekly injections again for 3 weeks, but I'm pretty sure last time we put the implant in as well and it still only lasted 3 months. So I was just thinking if we're trying to give her the best chance possible of not being spayed, which Cowan was kind of thinking, you know, maybe there's a small chance still. Mm-hmm. My question is, should we have an implant in at the same time? That's all I'm thinking.
Yeah, so they did the Lucrin because we were egg-bound. We want to shut off that reproductive tract before we pop in the implant, if that's the way they're going to go.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
They've got a revisit in 7 days when the next injection will be due, and I guess that's something that you can discuss at that appointment, whether or not they will go ahead with doing the implant or whether or not we still need to shut off that reproductive tract. So it all is all dependent on Mango next week.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you. I've been doing a lot of reading and trying to understand it all, and that was just what I kept coming back to, but that makes sense. You need to stop it off for now, and the only way to guarantee that is the weekly injections, isn't it?
That will help shut off the reproductive drive and potentially, like, we don't know if she would have ovulated another egg or remnant or anything like that, follicle.
Already.
So we want to shut that all off and then we'll reassess in 7 days
and just make
sure that everything is going well to the plan. We'll see how wide the pubic bones and everything are to whether or not we continue on with another Lucrin injection or whether or not they may look at doing the implant. I don't know. That's something that you'll discuss with her, Dr.
Would be the other option.
Yeah,
I'm just not convinced physically now due to the adhesions that even if she made a normal-sized egg miraculously, I'm just still not convinced she would get that out, you know?
Yeah, it was a very, very big... It's probably one of the biggest eggs I've seen in a kakariki.
And I appreciate your knowledge. Absolutely. Yeah. You see this regularly, and I guess you would also agree that it would be unusual for the implant to fail this quickly. That's just the vet nurse curse, I think.
Well, it's case by case, really. Like, it's up to the individual patient. Like, sometimes, like, putting in, say, a six-month implant, some people do get that six-month only get 1 to 3 months. But it just depends case by case, and Mango being obviously very good at producing these eggs and the drive that she's got, that it she hasn't got the full benefit out of the 6 months. But
it was only a 6 month implant, so I only learned that from Calwyn the other day, so technically she probably didn't do too bad. She got close to 3 months then.
Some people get those like the implants in, and they don't last that full period. As I said, it's case by case.
I implant that only lasted 3 months and was like, oh, that's pretty poor, moving up, we need to continue this. But then when it was 6 months that lasted 3 months, I'm like, oh, well, maybe that's not quite so bad given the metabolism rate and stuff.
It definitely is case by case, but we'll review in 7 days. Have we made that appointment already?
Yeah, I made that appointment.
Okay,
so that'll be again. He's lovely, by the way.
He's
so sweet. He was really lovely. And again, I had more questions and he helped me understand it more it's unusual position for me to be in, not understanding. But yeah, my bird knowledge is pretty much.
Oh, yeah. No, that's fine. I've lost all my dog and cat knowledge now.
Exactly. I've learned so much bird stuff over the last few months, so that's definitely something.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I appreciate your time, Kiri, and at least I don't have to bother Dr. Brock now, so to speak. You've helped me understand that.
Yeah.
So that's
no,
that,
that's okay. Not a problem. But, yeah, they can discuss it further next week. And if everything seems to have shut off and everything and that's the way you want to go, then you can discuss that and they potentially could do that. Just make sure that if we are potentially maybe doing an implant, because we would have to anaesthetise little Mango to do that, make sure that we haven't had any soft fruit or veggies
out
of that.
Okay, and then that way we could do it if that's the way we go. And if we end up having to spay her cherry, is that something you guys do there?
The procedure, yeah. No, we could definitely do it here. But they would obviously discuss that. Would definitely do either the full course or something and look at doing that down the track, not just get her over this
initially. I just wanted to make sure we didn't have to go anywhere else if that's the path that we chose, because, you know, obviously you don't do it like they do dogs and cats in general practice, you know?
No, it's a need-to-do basis. It's not routine, that's right.
Exactly. And, I mean, yeah, obviously it comes with a whole nother set of risks, so we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. But I don't know, do you know Danny Brown at all?
Oh, yeah, I used to work with him at the Gondwana many years ago.
Out of my desperation of no knowledge at all, I was like, damn it, I'm going to ring Danny. And you know how much he loves to be pestered. So I backdoored him and went via Wendy. And Wendy's like, wow, you do have a situation, Renee. She found it hilarious that I was that far in on a $200 bird. And I went, Wendy, if it was one of your kids' birds. Anyway, Dan's reply back was, pretty much moving forward, spaying's probably your only option, Renee, and that generally has a good outcome. I was like, cool. Well, that's a bit more reassurance. So I'm open to that if it's the way we have to go. And I'd just like to say a big thank you too, because our last bill was better than I expected. So I feel like everyone's looking after us and I appreciate that too.
You're more than welcome.
Yeah, that was very kind. It was better than I had expected. And that doesn't happen often in our field, you know?
I have found that out myself, trying to get vaccinations on my cat. No one does discounts or anything anywhere.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
we're a bit lucky because where I work, we're in the same premise as the Chancellor Park vet surgery.
Oh, okay.
And, of course, because we're emergency, we don't do vaccines or any routine preventative stuff.
Yeah.
But the clinic next door lets us buy a vaccine from them for $30. And then the proviso is we're supposed to then have one of our vets administer it, you know.
Yep.
Whatever, Trevor, once the vaccine's in my hand, you've got no say in where it's going. But, yes, that is kind of convenient. But I don't know any horse vets per se, so I have the experience on the other side of being a horse owner.
Yes,
I get it.
Definitely.
But you know what made me feel really good the other day with my $200 bird? I always say the purchase price is the cheapest. The lady before me had a guinea pig, and exotics, it's a whole new world. Please don't judge me. But I was amazed to hear the guinea pig was having bladder stone surgery.
Yes.
I was like, oh, my God, apparently it's common in the little piggies. I was like, wow, okay, I feel totally justified now. She's having bladder stone surgery on a pig.
Yep.
This is my bird, second round of surgery. There's no need to judge here. I love it. Yeah.
Excellent.
But it just goes to show. Thank you so much, Kiri, and I will see you guys on Monday.
Not a problem. We'll see you then. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Bye now.
Bye.